on the Braves to lock in the winnings of either $2.65 million if Atlanta wins or $30.6 million if the Astros prevail. So
has he won in the past?
He has won, yes. And this is something that he does for publicity. Obviously, he's got the money to do it because you never bet anything that you can't afford to lose. But this has been great publicity for him, and he puts millions of dollars up.
Isn't that amazing?
It truly is.
But he's won before.
He has won before.
You won once, you always think, "Ooh, I'll win again. Well, I'll win again."
He took the Buccaneers over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So,
wow,
that worked out well for him.
Oh, you gotta love it. We'll have more, and we'll keep tracking this. But that's an amazing story. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us. Deborah Earle joins us next. She's the Vice President of Power to Parent, the union that represents parents of Clark County School District kids, students. Yeah. We'll go through these horrific numbers and what they mean not only to parents, but to the future of our community. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Just jump on and subscribe.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin still has doubts about his party's spending bill. Manchin tells reporters he's worried about paying for more social programs when the ones we have are in danger of insolvency.
Medicare and Social Security is a lifeline to people back in West Virginia, most people around the country. And you've got to stabilize that first before you look at basically expansion. So if we're not being fiscally responsible, that's really concerning.
The package being considered by Democrats is reported at being about $1.75 trillion. At least two people are reported dead and another four injured, including a police officer at a Boise, Idaho shopping mall today. At a news conference, authorities said officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The majority of the mall has been cleared, but police were still looking for any additional victims. Police didn't release any other information, saying the investigation was ongoing. Police are asking people to avoid the area. They also said they were notifying the families of those involved. Production's been halted on the film Rust after actor Alec Baldwin accidentally shot and killed a cinematographer in New Mexico last week.
The production team for Rust calls it a pause rather than an end. The team tells crew members in an email that work on the film has been suspended until the end of the investigation into the death of cinematographer Galena Hutchins. The team says it's working with law enforcement and conducting its own safety review. Court documents say Alec Baldwin was using the gun in a rehearsal for a scene that called him to point it at the camera. Authorities say Baldwin was told the gun was safe to use. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A federal judge in Oklahoma says the state can move forward with scheduled lethal injections for five death row inmates. Judge Stephen Friot issued his ruling Monday in federal court in Oklahoma City. On Wall Street, the Dow by 64 points, the NASDAQ rose 136, the S&P advanced 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's 504 of Deaths. Is your KMZQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group? If you've been injured, their family fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, the Clark County has approved the plans. Work on the Vegas Loop underground transportation system could begin within a year. The Boring Company's plans for 51 stations, which run from downtown Las Vegas through the resort corridor, with stops at Allegiant Stadium and a few off-strip properties. At full build-out, the underground system will be able to handle about 57,000 people per hour, with fares running between $5 and $20. Besides its potential traffic benefits, Loop supporters say it also will become a bit of an attraction, making the tourism experience better for visitors. Well, bettors got the best of the sportsbooks for the third straight week, possibly the biggest upset for the Las Vegas sportsbooks thus far. BetMGM reportedly suffered a seven-figure loss for the second straight week, while Caesars and Station Casino sportsbooks reported small losses. The favorites went 5-5-1 against the spread, with the Eagles-Raiders game closing at a pick'em, where Las Vegas opened as a three-point favorite. The Raiders dealt BetMGM its biggest loss in its most heavily bet game.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Just check the traffic cams, and yeah, it's a slow commute as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now. Southbound at Oakey, north at Tropicana. Also sluggish into the downtown area, US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three on this Monday, October 25th. And this is going to be a vitally important week for the future of the Clark County School District. We'll digress here as we go along. But joining us, Deborah Earle, Vice President of Power to Parent Union. And we talk about how important this is because of numbers that have come out. I don't know if you saw Victor Jake's column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, some incredibly horrific numbers, especially among people of color. Among African Americans, 10% of the students in the Clark County School District are proficient in English. 10% of African Americans. Among African Americans, 4% are proficient in math. This is an insult to our intelligence as parents, because we keep letting this happen. Deborah Earle, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. I knew it was going to be bad. I had teachers telling me that the testing was not going well, and now we find out that the numbers are there, in some cases, in single-digit proficiency. What did you think the first time you saw these numbers, and not just the African-Americans or the Hispanics, which are almost as bad, but just in general, the testing numbers that came out? Deborah Earle, are you there? Okay. For some reason, I do not hear Deborah Earle. That's interesting. Interesting. Tell you what let's do. Do we have her on? Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And then we'll come back. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
1111111.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's finally happened. We're finally free.
Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
So good to have you with us. Sorry for the technical glitch. Deborah Earle joining us, the Vice President of Power to Parent. And the question I was asking is basically, what did you think when you saw these numbers among African Americans, 10% proficiency in English, 4% in math, and for Hispanics, it's not much better. What did you think when you first saw these numbers?
Well, thanks for having me on. I just really had to read it twice. I couldn't believe it. It was reflective of the loss of learning that these kids experienced during the COVID year when we were shut down. And it's a travesty. It's a tragedy, really, when you think about the level of illiteracy that is being reflected through these scores. I mean, we're spending so much money, and there's really not a lot of accountability here. And this needs to be addressed in a hurry.
I'm curious what you've heard from parents. As a parents' organization, a parents' union, what have you heard just in the last couple of days since the Victor Jakes column in the RJ and the numbers that I know you've been passing around just over the last 24, 48 hours?
A lot of parents are done with the district, and they want school choice. They want a robust school choice program because they feel like if we were able to inject some competition into this district where they had to compete for students, that the level of education and accountability would rise. And so parents are unhappy. We've lost so many families to other states, and it's too bad. You know, education affects everything. It affects our economy. It affects the way we can attract businesses. And, you know, basically the future of our country is dependent on whether or not these kids can access a quality education.
Power to Parent has been very vocal just in the last 24 hours. You're always very vocal, and you're always leaders on school issues. But in particular on this one, the Board of Trustees, you are asking for parents and stakeholders to write to the Board of Trustees, urge them to remove Linda Cavazos as president of the Board of Trustees. She would still be on the board, but she would not be the leader of the board. Is that right?
That's correct. We would like to see her step down or be removed. You know, she only has a couple of more months left as president of the board, but this past year, under her leadership, there's been hostility and chaos and confusion. She is sitting in a seat that is supposed to be nonpartisan, and yet she really is vocal about her own personal political agenda. She has politicized that seat. She is giving platform and preference to groups that are hostile to parents. And she's not professional. I think that parents have been really surprised and dismayed at how chaotic these meetings have been under her leadership.
I am curious, what happens if she does step down or if she is removed from the presidency? What happens then?
Then they would appoint a new president. And beyond that, I don't know. She would still be a trustee. But there would be someone else leading those meetings, and we might have, a return to focus on the problems at hand, namely the terrible scores that are coming back from our students.
Have you heard any reaction from the board? We asked at least one member of the board to come on with us, and they couldn't. I'm curious, have you heard any reaction either from the board or from leaders in the African-American community? Because these numbers are just horrific.
They are horrific. And, you know, leaders in our African-American community want school choice, too. And this is the reason. You know, these kids are most disadvantaged, are the ones that were hit the hardest during the COVID pandemic, need choice, and they need access to quality education. And we're just not getting it in CCSD right now. There's a lot of ways we need to make up for the lost learning. Summer school, bridge programs, access to tutoring, all of these things need to be on the table. They need to be discussed and focused on. But right now, we're just focused on all the wrong things. And now President Cavazo wants to remove Dr. Jara as superintendent. And so there's not a focus here.
Now, I thought the Dr. Jara thing was fixed when he went for his re-upping on his contract. They had three votes to get rid of him, but they couldn't find the fourth vote. What has changed over the course of the last few months since he was renewed?
President Cavazo has been trying to remove Dr. Jara since a year ago. This is the third time in a year that she has tried to remove him, and it's because she has a vendetta against him. She doesn't like him, but removing him at this time, we just got our kids back, whether you approve of the job that Dr. Jara has done or not, he will get the rest of his contract. We'll end up paying for him, and then we'll have a vacuum of leadership at a time when we need focus on our kids and their grades and their scores, and you know how to a discussion on how to make up for this loss of learning. We'll be looking for a new superintendent.
But if Jesus Jara is the superintendent when we have numbers like this, aren't we better off without him?
Well, some could make that argument. But you could also make the argument that when you're a superintendent and you are constantly having to defend your position and your contract, you know, there's some distraction there. And so, you know, our point is it would be worse for us to be without leadership at this time when we're finally getting back to school, when we're finally making progress, to suddenly uproot the superintendent and start in a very extensive search for another one that could take a long time. And it puts us in a position where we don't have leadership at the helm.
I want to ask you, because you're asking parents and stakeholders to come to the Board of Trustees meeting coming up on Thursday, 5:00, the Greer Education Building, located 2832 East Flamingo Road here in Las Vegas. Anything else on the agenda that parents need to know about besides the Cavazos removal and the Jara removal?
Well, this meeting was supposed to also be dedicated to the rollout of the anti-racist policy. I was on that task force that developed the policy, and the administration was going to present this to the board for a vote. But I'm afraid that this work is going to get lost in the noise and the distraction of Dr. Jara's contract.
So do you expect a large crowd? Do you expect a capacity crowd?
Well, I hope to see one. I'll tell you, the timing's bad because it's the night before Nevada Day starts. That's Thursday. Friday, there's no school for kids. It's poorly timed that way for parents. It's unfortunate. But I do think we'll get a large turnout. I hope we see them. And I hope that if parents can't be there, that they'll write in, that they will direct their comments to the board meeting comments if they want them read aloud, or that they will also write the trustees. And if you go to powertoparent.org, you can, all the links are there, and you can just link right in and write to your trustee and click a button. It'll be really easy. It's very accessible.
I think that is absolutely great. Deborah, thank you so much for all that you do at Power to Parent, and I hope you have a full house. 5:00, and by the way, will there be public comment during that hearing?
Yes, sir. And if you want to fill out a card when you get there, probably a better way would be to call 799, it's 702-799-1079 to sign up to speak. and then your public comment will be at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay. And by the way, will you give us that phone number again slowly?
Yes, I can. I can give it to you right now. I want to make sure I got the right one. It's 702-799-1079.
Very good.
1072, excuse me, 799-1072.
Okay, one more time.
702-799-1072. That's the office. You can sign up to speak there, and they'll put your name in line.
Deborah, thanks so much. Always good to get with you folks at Power to Parent Union. And as I say, I think what you do is so good because this is so darn important. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Deborah Earl, the Vice President, Power to Parent Union. And as I always say, there's a lot more of us in our union than there are teachers union folks. And that's why this is so desperately important. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ News Flash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We were talking earlier about the Alec Baldwin deal, and that really is sad. I found it interesting. I was watching over the weekend, Judge Jeanine had Greg Jarrett, their Fox legal eagle. And he talked about, and this is something that we were speculating about, but Legal Minds spoke over the weekend on Fox News Channel on about Alec Baldwin and any possible liability. Here it is.
Well, there will certainly be a civil lawsuit for money damages alleging wrongful death arising out of negligence. And frankly, that's an incredibly strong case.
Very.
Because you just don't have this kind of a tragedy happening absent some measure of negligence. The real question here is, what about criminal culpability? If it's true that Alec Baldwin, Jeanine, had no idea that there was a live round bullet in the gun, then he most certainly would not be charged with murder. But there are other potential lesser charges. For example, in New Mexico, where this occurred, you know, involuntary manslaughter, which is grossly negligent conduct or reckless conduct resulting in death. The failure to exercise due care, to recklessly fail to protect the health and safety of your coworkers. You know, as executive producer, he's potentially culpable in that regard. In the final analysis, you know, it's up to him to make sure that everybody on that set, including the licensed armorer who handles the gun, is competent, sufficient.